Good morning. Welcome back to our morning reads. I pray everyone is having a blessed day. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 48. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the humility of his servant. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning's epistle reading will come from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. Brethren, he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is, he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim thy name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. I will praise thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am. And the children God has given me. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, to deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For surely is not with angels that he is concerned, but with the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like us, his brethren, in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service to God, to make expiations for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Jews expected the Messiah to be an earthly conquering king, a political success story, not a failure. They were naturally asked if Jesus is superior to the angels, indeed a divine being, as portrayed in chapter 1, Hebrews. Why did he die, especially in such a degrading way? Hebrews answers that Christ's humiliation is only temporary, back in verse 9. It is the only means of redeeming mortal man. Verses 14 through 16. And it reestablishes man's God-intended dominion over all creation, including the angels, verses 5 and 8. To make perfect through sufferings does not suggest there was that anything was imperfect in Christ before the cross. Rather, he voluntarily took on human nature, all of one nature, verse 11, which can be saved and perfected only by the suffering of death. Christ is the pioneering captain of the narrow path to God, and his suffering for sin, death, descent into hell, resurrection, and ascension. In salvation, we take on Christ's way of suffering. For us to be perfect requires a growth that is manifested in sufferings. To be perfect in Christ requires a growth that is manifested in suffering. In the incarnation, God did not come in appearance only. He truly assumed flesh and blood from the Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and became the same as we are, so that he could truly enter death and bring us salvation. Christ destroyed the devil's power by using the devil's strongest weapon, death itself. There is a relationship between sin and death. Each one leads to the other. Sin causes death, and the fear of death leads one to sin and thus to bondage. You can also reference Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Christ sets us free from this bondage of sin and death. In all things, he had to be made like his brethren. Christ was even tempted for what is not assumed is not healed, and what is united to God is saved. The Son is like us in his human nature. We do not become like him in his divine nature. Hebrews moves without transition from Christ as sacrifice to Christ as high priest. For he is the offering and the offerer. He is merciful in behalf of those he serves and faithful in his ministry to God. What do we have in common? We're all one in Christ. We're also made perfect through sufferings, because there is no faith without struggle. We are imperfect people, thrown into an imperfect world, and sometimes into imperfect situations. But God uses the imperfect to make perfect. So we're made perfect through Christ. Only God can fix what's crooked, can straighten what's crooked. He had to be like us. It's where he gained mercy for sinners when he was tempted by the devil himself. Let the Bible teach and preach itself. That's why I love to read scripture and break down scripture. The gospel according to St. Matthew. When the wise man departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there till I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod went, and he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was in a furious rage. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all in that region who were 2 years or under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men. Then it was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in a loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for the children. She refused to be consoled, because they were no more. But when Herod had died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise and take the child and his mother and go back to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus reigned over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and he dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Egypt is where Israel once took refuge, as Joseph out of the Old Testament once saved God's people by bringing them to Egypt. Genesis chapter 39 through 47. Now Christ's dead father, Joseph, finds safety for the Savior in Egypt. It is profitable that the gifts of the Magi paid for this journey. Verse 15, "Out of Egypt I called my son," refers to Israel being brought out of captivity. We also see Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. In the Old Testament, son can refer to the whole nation of Israel. Here Jesus fulfills his calling as a true son of God by coming out of Egypt. The cruelty of Herod was prefigured by Pharaoh, who, in an attempt to destroy the power of Israel, commanded the death of all the newborn Jewish boys. I'll see Exodus chapter 1, verse 16, verse 22. Jeremiah recorded the people of Jerusalem led away to exile. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 15. Some of my notes come out of the Orthodox Study Bible. On their way to the captivity, they passed from Ma, which was near Bethlehem, where Jacob's wife Rachel lay buried. In this prophecy, Jeremiah saw Rachel, even from the grave, moved with compassion for the fate that had befallen her descendants. Here, Rachel is again weeping for the children, showing that the saints in heaven have awareness and compassion of those yet on earth. These slaughtered children are regarded as saints and martyrs in the church and are known as the holy innocents, just as Rachel was told that her children would return from exile in Babylon, Jeremiah 38, verses 16, verse 17. So Jesus will return from his exile in Egypt. According to historical records, Herod the Great died in 4 BC. The date of Christ's birth on which are current AD, Auto Domini, Latin for the year of our Lord. Calendar is off by 4 years. Augustus Caesar banished Archelaus for his cruelty in AD 6. This cruelty was revealed as a warning to Joseph, hence to detour to Nazareth. Verse 23, this town was in Galilee. It was governed by another son of Herod the Great, whose name was Herod Antipas. You can also reference Luke chapter 3, verse 1. In verse 23, the prophecy here cannot be exactly identified. It had been taken as a reference to the rod, Hebrew Nezir. You can also see reference Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And the Nazarite, you can see Judges chapter 13, verse 5. Matthew may also have been alluding to passages in which the Messiah was despised, since Nazareth did not have a good reputation. Also see John chapter 1, verse 46. You know, another a good read. Revelation chapter 12. Is a prelude to shows us what exactly may have taken place right before the creation of the world, or earth could have already been created at this time. But in Revelation chapter 12, the woman, her child, and the dragon talks about the child, the war in heaven, and it talks about the war on earth. Thank you all again for following the reads and the studies. It means a lot to have the support from all of you. I enjoy what I do. I'm just a man with the Bible on a mission to help those who need help, who want to learn more. That's why I created my page, my website. Like I said last night, I created something that could help people. It's almost like a work at your own pace. Yes, every day I post videos and readings. And the beauty of JPC Spiritual Talk, how I see it.info is another way to find it. It's kind of a hidden thing. But at the same time, there is truly a safe place for those who want to learn the Bible. And I mean truly learn the Bible. As you can see, everything I do is scripture-based. I let the Bible teach and preach itself. Because I believe that good teaching is less of opinion and more of teaching. I learn as much as all of you do. Even every day, I'm constantly reading and learning. And so, thank you all for following. I'm sure some messages are better than some days. But there are some days where I just like to stick to teaching. And there are some days where I do let it flow. But most importantly, I like to just let the Bible truly teach and preach itself. I want you all to understand Yeshua's, Jesus' teachings. And understand that he gave us two basic commandments when he left. It was to love your Father in heaven, the Lord your God, with all your heart, all your minds, all your hearts, all your bodies, all your soul. And worship him in all you do. And the next one was to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Basically, do good. Shun evil. But with those two things that Jesus said, the very first one, if you seek the very first one, you seek the Father and all you do, then everything else falls in place. And that's the beauty and how simple Yeshua's teachings, Jesus' teachings are. Many people complicate them, but there's no need to. I've become the vessel, that messenger, to hopefully teach everyone who truly Jesus is. And just seek the Father and all you do, the first thing you do, and everything else falls in place. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to you, our Lord. Glory to you, heavenly King, come Spirit true, who are all places, filling all things. Treasure of good things, giver of life, come to bind us and cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Merle, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Merle, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Merle, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Both now and forever, amen. Almost Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse our sins, master, pardon our transgressions. O Holy One, visit, heal from us, the glory of your name's sake. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, both now and forever, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, both now and forever, amen. Rising from sleep, I thank you, O most Holy Trinity, for the sake of your great kindness and long-suffering. You have not any nation against me, for I am slothful and a sinner. Neither destroyed me in my transgressions, but have shown your customary love towards mankind. Risen me up again, that I may lead heedlessly, that I may sing my morning hymn and glorify your sovereignty. Do now lighten the eyes of my understanding, open my eyes to receive your words, and teach me to do your commandments. Help me do your will and sing, and to sing to you and confess you from my heart, and praise your all-holy name, Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, both now and forever. Amen. I believe one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth and all things visible and invisible. And one Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, the only begotten of the Father for all worlds. Light of light, true God, begotten, not made, one as with the Father, by whom all things were made. And for us all in our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate, Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary, was made man. Was crucified also for under Pontius Pilate, was suffered, was buried. On the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures. He sent into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He shall come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe the Holy Spirit, Lord, giver of life, proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. I believe one holy Catholic, and I follow the church. I acknowledge my baptism for the remission of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Remember, O Lord Jesus Christ, your God, your mercies, loving kindness, which you've been from everlasting to everlasting. For the sake which you become man and endure crucifixion for the death of all salvation, who rightly believe in you. Who rose from the dead and you sent into heaven, you sit at the right hand of God the Father in regard to the humble prayers of all who call upon you with their whole heart. Incline your ear and hear the humble entreat of me, your unprofitable servant, who offers it for an odor of spiritual fragrance for all your people. First of all, remember your holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, which you purchased with your precious blood. Confirm, strengthen, enlarge it, multiply, and keep it in peace, and preserve it uncomfortable by the gates of hell forever. Heal the schisms of the church and quench the ragings of the heathen. Speedily undo the root out of the groves of the heresies, and bring into naught the power of your Holy Spirit. Save the Lord and have mercy upon all of our world leaders, on our president, on our civil authority. Speak peace and blessings in the heart of your holy church for all your peoples, in order that we may live calm, peaceful lives in all godliness and dignity. Save the Lord and have mercy upon all patriarchs, metropolitans, our bishops, priests, ministers, deacons, and the whole clergy of your church, which you have established to feed the flock of your word. And by their prayers, have mercy upon me and save me, a sinner. Save the Lord and have mercy upon my spiritual father, Jerry. And by his holy prayers, forgive me my transgressions. Save, O Lord, and have mercy upon my parents, my spouse, my brothers, my sisters, my children, my kinsmen after the flesh, and all my friends. Grant them your blessings both here and hereafter. Save, O Lord, have mercy upon the old, the young, the needy, the orphans, the widows, and all that are in sickness, in sorrow, and distress, affliction, oppression, captivity, prison, and confinement. More especially, have mercy upon your servants who are under persecution for your sake, for the sake of the Orthodox faith, at the hands of the nations, apostates, and heretics. Remember them, visit, strengthen, keep them, comfort, and make haste to grant them by your power, relief, freedom, and deliverance. Save the Lord and have mercy upon all who are sent on duty, all who are travel, our fathers, brothers, and sisters, and upon all true Christians. Save the Lord and have mercy upon those who envy and affront me, who do me mischief. Do not let them perish through me, a sinner. Those who depart from the Orthodox faith, dazzled by destroying the heresies, do enlighten the light of your holy wisdom and unite them to your holy and apostolic Catholic Church. O Lord, grant me greet this day in peace. Help me all things to rely on your holy will. In every hour day, reveal your will to me. Bless my dealings with all who surround me. Teach me, treat all who come throughout the day with peace, soul, firm conviction that your will governs all. And all my deeds, words, guide my thoughts and feelings. And unforeseen events, let me forget things under your care. Teach me, act firmly, wisely, without bearing to others. Give me strength to bear the fatigue is coming day and all it shall bring. Direct my will, teach me to pray. Pray yourself in me, amen. It is truly right to bless you, O Theotokos, ever blessed and most pure, the Mother of God. More honorable than Cherubim, more glorious compared to Seraphim. Without corruption, you gave birth to God. The word truth, Theotokos, would magnify you. Glory to the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us, save us. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning's Psalms prayer would have been Psalms 89. Or 90, depending on your Bible. I decided to make that a personal prayer and reflection when we close out. Thank you all again for following. Remember, all roads truly lead to Christ. We do our part. Go in peace. Peace be with you all. Remember, do good, shun evil. Be a doer of good deeds, just not a hearer of spiritual words, but be a doer of good deeds, a true pursuer of faith. Love your neighbor. Pray for your enemies. Christ in our midst. In Christ, love Jared Campbell. Good day and Merry Christmas.